Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 205 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm reading from Janet Kaufman's book, Through the Veil, A Soul's Journey in Grief and Grace. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, which is titled The Moment I Knew I Was No Longer in a Body. And this information is channeled through from Alexander. At first, there was no panic, only a pause, a stillness, as if the noise of the world had been switched off and something softer, vaster, took its place. I didn't see a tunnel. I didn't float above my body watching the scene unfold. After that first moment of weightlessness, of remembering, I felt myself cradled in a presence that was more than a place. Not a room, not a landscape, a state of being. Everything was soft, yet clear. There was no rush. Time no longer existed the way it had before. I simply stepped into something more. There was light, yes, but not blinding and not directional. It was as if the air itself carried memory, as if I was breathing in knowing. The density of pain lifted off me in layers, like coats I had worn too long without realizing their weight. No more ache in my bones. No more static in my mind. Just clarity and breath and space. The next part came slowly, not as a rush, but as a kind of awakening. I began to feel my name again. Not Alexandra as a label, but the deeper truth of me. That's when the life review began. Not with judgment, not with shame, but with love. It was like watching a tapestry of my life being unrolled, every thread carrying its own feeling. A life review is not a punishment. It is not about judgment. It is a return to truth. When a soul crosses over, there is often a natural unfolding, a gentle process of being guided through the life just lived. It isn't a slideshow of achievements or failures. It is an immersion in the energy of one's impact, what we gave, what we withheld, how we made others feel, and where we grew or resisted growth. And here is what many people miss. We don't review our life as ourselves. We also feel it from the perspectives of others. We sense what our words stirred in another's heart. We feel the grief we caused and the grace we offered, even in innocence. And through all of it, we are held in a love that is unconditional and without end. The purpose of a life review is not shame, it is clarity. It helps us choose what comes next, whether that is healing in the spirit realm, preparation for another lifetime, or service to those still walking the earth. My review became a turning point. It was not only about understanding my struggles, it was about reclaiming the full brilliance of who I am before the pain and choosing how I would serve from the other side. The good moments shimmered. Laughter with you, Mum. Hugs with my brother, Asher. Quiet nights talking to Dad. Dancing, singing. Ordinary moments I forgot to cherish, but they were still woven with light. I remember the Monterey Bay Aquarium, standing for what felt like hours with my forehead pressed against the glass, mesmerised by jellyfish. You never rush me. You let me stay. That patience felt like love, quiet love. I remember breakfasts at home. I would come in groggy and you were already humming or dancing in your socks, the smell of coffee filling the kitchen. The way you smiled when I walked in. I didn't say it then, but it grounded me. With Asher, it was always adventure, our bike rides, our mind games. We fought, of course, but underneath I admired his steadiness. He had a quiet bravery even when I didn't. And I loved him more than I knew how to show, and Dad. I remember the beach, his hand gripping mine in the waves. I can still feel it. The salt water, the pull of the tide, the trust. He didn't say much, but he showed up. That mattered. These are the things I carry with me still. The painful parts came too, but I was not alone when I faced them. Guides stood with me, souls I did not know by name, but recognized by their presence and their frequency. I saw where I had caused hurt, not because I was bad, but because I was hurting. I saw the ripple effect of my choices, the text I never returned, the silence that cut into you, but then the kindness I offered a stranger on the street. I saw your pain, I felt it, not to drown in guilt, but to understand. In my life review, I saw the times I shut you out. I saw you standing in doorways, asking if I was okay, wanting to help. And I remember how often I struggled, grew irritated, or gave you one-word answers. It wasn't only teen moodiness, it was fear, it was shame. I didn't know how to let you in without breaking. I saw the way my silence hurt you. I saw Asher looking at me, sometimes as if he no longer knew who I was. He loved me, but he couldn't trust me, not fully. I had pulled too far away, and he didn't know how to reach me either. And I felt the heartbreak in Dad's body when he realized he couldn't fix it. There were nights I came home high, or didn't come home at all, and I saw you waiting, pretending to be asleep. The ripple of that anxiety moved through your whole body. It wore on you. It aged you. I never meant to cause harm. I was only trying to quiet my own pain. But in the review, I felt it all. Not as punishment, but as truth. And in that truth came the desire to do better, to be better, from here. When I look at you now, I am full of love, no shame. After the life review came a wave of compassion, so strong it rewired everything. It whispered, "You did the best you could with what you knew. Now let us help you guide others through." There was no scolding, only understanding. The beings who greeted me did not rebuke me. They received me. They held me with a tenderness that asked for nothing and offered everything. They were not only guides, but souls I had known at a deeper level than I ever realized on Earth. Some were familiar. Others were strangers to my mind, but not to my spirit. There was a council, a gathering that felt ancient and radiant, not in robes or on thrones, but in presence. Some were my guides, including one who had walked with me across many lives, one who never left my side, even in my darkest moments. But the council also included those I'd harmed or disappointed in this life or others, and even they didn't judge me. They simply stood with me in the truth, fully, warmly, as if to say, "Now you see, and now you are free." Some were already in spirit, souls I had known or wounded, now standing with light in their eyes. Others were still alive on earth, yet I met their higher selves, their soul essence that remembered why we came here together. There was no shaming. They helped me remember the truth underneath the pain. They didn't speak, they resonated. They didn't judge, they embraced. Their presence said, "You're home, you're safe, let it all go now." It was like being gathered into a circle of unconditional love. Not one presence there wanted me to feel shame, only clarity, only the invitation to grow. I wept, Mum, not from guilt, but out of the raw truth of finally seeing it all. It was clear and tender, real in a way that broke me open. The me was always more than my story. The me that had danced among the stars long before I was born. And in that moment, I saw the thread that tied me to you. Not as grief, not as loss, but as love. A living, shimmering bridge. That was when I knew I was not gone. I was here, I was more, and you would find me again. There were moments, sacred ones, when your soul called out so loudly I could hear it even through the fog I was in. Even when I was pushing you away in the physical world, your love found a way through. Today I was reading from Janet Kaufman's book, Through the Veil, A Soul's Journey in Grief and Grace. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon. It's sold nearly 2,000 copies now and has had over 50 five-star reviews. You can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.